Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is hot to the point where I got to be honest with you. And I made this comment yesterday, Stoney, with all due respect to you. I'm feeling like an old man. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go out. Like I did go outside a couple times yesterday. But honestly, Sunday, I don't think I left my house until like 4 in the afternoon. It is, you know, it's the heat, it's the humidity. And granted, it's been worse than this. It's not like, you know, 94, 93 degrees. It's not 103. And I grew up in California, and I've been to Texas in the summer. I've been to Florida in the summer. So I know hot. But, man, it is just, I think what it is the day after day after day after day with no rain. And so, therefore, your lawn is really suffering. And it just, it's a little bit oppressive, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, first world problems. So I'll walk.
Sure.
I'll golf. I'll go to a pool. I mean, but there have been times.
Look at you.
Well, I said, okay, first world problems. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, pretend. But there have been times where it's so oppressive. You just feel like it's like the other night we were out in Philly and it was hot and. No, it was when I was here. I remember we went out somewhere, and do we want to eat outside or inside? I said, give me inside. It's air conditioned, you know? I don't want to be outside. So we ate somewhere like way, you know, socially distanced. And that's the
Although
way.
Outside in the evening when it's shady, we talked about this, Heather, with that wedding you hosted at your house.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really pleasant. It's very, you know, there's not a lot of sweating. But if you go out in the sun in the middle of the day, like on a day like today, you're really only outside for a brief time.
Oh, it's almost unbearable.
Yeah, it's oppressive. Yeah. There are times where I got to take the dog out for a walk, and the dog is less inclined to. The dog wants to do less exercise than me, which is incredible. I said, "Come on!" And you know, it's so hot; they want to go back inside quickly.
Right.
Where I usually sometimes do one or two loops around the subdivision, and it's. You know, now it's like, all right, we're walking, they'll pee, they'll poop. I come right back in. I'm not even taking the extra walk. Yeah,
right.
it's really hot. But, you know, I'd love to hear from people who have to work in this heat outside. You're talking about your landscapers, your people on office buildings, you know, doing cleaning windows, laying down shingles on home construction hasn't stopped at all. In fact,
road construction.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but like you're correct, Jamie. It has been a lot worse than we've seen it the last few days. It's been bad.
So, Heather, just describe for me what you did yesterday to work out.
So I don't like working. I would much rather work out inside in the air conditioned, but I don't like working out on carpet. And I don't have an area in my house that's tiled or wood floor that I could work out in. Like the only place we have wood and tile is the kitchen and a hallway. So if I go in the basement, there's certain things I just don't love doing on the carpet. So I've been working out in the garage. We've put some things up in the garage. We've got, you know, a heavy bag. We've got the free weights. I have a spin bike out there so I can do everything in the garage.
But
it's a nice
facility she has, Jamie, in that garage.
Doesn't
she?
Yeah, it really is.
I'm working on it, but it is really hot. And it's hard to work out for me anyway. I don't love sweating like that where you're just dripping in sweat. You almost start to feel really sick. So I turned on, I don't even know what it is, like an air compressor. We use it to fill like the tires, like right. our bike tires, or we can fill our car tires too. And it has like a big hose on it with one of, I can put a different nozzle on it. And I literally turned on the air compressor and was just like spraying myself with air because I was so hot and sweaty, and I didn't want to run through the sprinklers because I wasn't finished with the workout. So I was just trying to find any way possible just to cool down. So the air compressor was like my best friend. It's so hot.
Wow.
I mean, how do you cool down if you can't go to a pool like Stony, or you don't have a pool? You know, like if I don't have those options, there's not a lot of ways to cool down besides sprinklers and an air compressor, apparently.
I got two words for you. Basement. I mean, that's that's the key to everything. And I mean, I hear you in terms of like working out in your basement and carpet and all that stuff, but gosh, ever since the pandemic started, this is where I'm broadcasting from also doubles as a home gym, and also where Christy broadcasts from as well. So it's kind of all the above. But,
well, Heather, forget the carpet. Yeah. What about like a yoga mat or something like that? You could buy a nice size mat to work out on.
That's true. Oh, I do have one. It's in the garage. But yes, I could move it to the basement. I don't know. There's just certain like different types of movements that I just don't like the feeling of my shoes getting stuck on the carpet. And I don't know. I'm just being picky because I could work out inside. But I'm saying if you were outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, isn't an air compressor what the Javier Bardem character uses as a murder weapon in No Country for Old Men?
I don't think it's it's not an air compressor.
I would not be familiar.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not an air compressor, per se, but it's like...
I know.
I don't know how to describe it, but it's like it shoots blasts of air. Like,
yes, that's
supersonic
what this does.
Blasts of air.
Oh, yeah. They're not supersonic, though.
This isn't killing you, though, Heather, right?
No,
this is
I hope not.
Puncturing holes in your head.
Yeah, it's an air compressor. That's what it is. Yeah.
It's hot. The people that, you know, deliver your mail and, you know, ones that actually walk the streets... Not go in there on air conditioned trucks, by the way, which to me I never understood. How the post office has trucks that don't have AC? How is that possible?
Don't? I must admit, I never knew that.
That's what I was told.
I never knew that either.
Well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I got bad information. I was told that.
I mean, granted, they have one door that's almost always open, but I assume they heat it in the wintertime, so I figured they can cool it off in the summertime, right?
I could be wrong. Let's go to Vince in Milford. You're 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, Vince.
Good. Hey, I got a tip for Heather with cooling down. I'm a contractor, and we use what are called, like, industrial air movers. You can get them at, like, Home Depot for, like, $100. Yeah, they put out about three times as much air as a fan does. They're made for, like, kind of, hyper-drying, like, moldy areas with, like, water damage. Yeah,
what
they're in like
called?
The fan aisle over at Home Depot. So
industrial air movers.
Okay.
That's literally what they are. They're just for moving air. Yeah, at like a high capacity. Yeah, and they weigh about 5 pounds. It looks like a big blue circle drum thing. Yeah.
Well, that's better than an air compressor.
much better.
Heather, when you have inevitable housewarming party after you've lived in your house for 2 years. Stony and I will go in on one. That'll be our housewarming for you.
The air the industrial air mover.
The industrial air mover.
Oh, yeah, they're not too expensive.
No. You could do live reads for it.
For $88. I could.
Oh, you're already shopping online for it?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Ticket text. Hey, Jamie, stop complaining. Bring on the heat. Remember snow in May. That's a good point.
I admit, someone should come down here and punch me directly in the face because I don't like the freezing stuff very much either. So I'm never going to be satisfied, but it's just been a long, you know what it is, honestly, Stony, is I need a new sprinkler system because my lawn is just dead.
Well,
it is.
That's
what
you need to do. Get a new sprinkler system.
It is dead. Yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah. Try paving in this weather, 300 degree asphalt. In the sun, God. It's like the surface of the sun. Wow.
All about your mind. Here's
a good one. Can Heather live stream this workout? Asking for a friend.
Oh, God.
Heather, any comments on that?
No, I cannot. I don't know how to do that. I can't do that.
Oh, Colin can figure it out. Come on.
yeah, exactly.
Right-hand drive postal vehicles have a fan. That's it.
Wow.
I'm a personal trainer training people from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. all outside. Insanely hot, but with enough water, I can make it through the day without a problem. My clients, however, cannot wait for it to cool off, obviously, or wait until they lift the ban on gyms. Bad idea spraying air on you from a compressor. Air can enter your body through your skin and can cause an embolism, which can lead to blood clot and possible heart failure. It should say that in the manual.
Well, I don't read the manual or know where it's at, but thank you for warning me.
And Javier Bardem uses a compressor. He compresses an air bolt gun normally used to kill cattle. Somebody else says it's a pneumatic cow-killing device. They use them in slaughterhouses.
Gotcha. I didn't know that. I've never worked in a slaughterhouse before.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So it's good to learn things every day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.